Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 236, all the stanzas. By all whom thou hast made, be praise and worship paid through earth abroad. Thy name be glorified. There is none great beside, matchless. Thy works abide, for thou art God. All the stanzas of Psalter 236.
Thank you. the portion of God's Word that we wish to read this afternoon, you can find recorded in the Acts of the Apostles and of the second chapter, beginning by verse 22 through verse 36. But first we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Acts 2, beginning by verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know him, being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God hath sworn an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we gather together once again in the afternoon hour of thy holy day, for an hour of reflection, for an hour of looking back upon what thou hast given unto us in this morning hour. Thy servant did say thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. O thou knowest the heart of each and every one among us, and how it is within. And then it is not necessary that a man has been able to come to that supper, but thou art able yet to fill the heart and to give it to eat and to drink, for thou art that substance. O Lord, how great the goodness kept in store for those who fear thee and adore in meek humility. O that thou may give them to eat, to chew a little of the cud, that they may be given a little of that blessed sweetness once again in this afternoon hour, and that thou wouldst feed thy people wherever that they are. For thou knowest all those who are thine, and when thou hast given them a place in this morning hour, and then it is only out of thy goodness, because there is not one of us that has any deserving merit on our own side. And we sin in a way every day again, so that we are worthy only of being cast away from thee. But it is only because thou dost maintain our lot, that we may continue in that blessed covenant, so that there is hope for the time, and so that there is hope for that never-ending eternity. For thou wilt finish perfectly, thy servant did say, and what thou for me hast undertaken. O that thy dear children, and all the many fears that are often upon them, and many of the assaults of the devil, and many of the inward voices that they cannot take away, that they may receive a little strength from above, that their eyes may be opened continually, that they may be given a little faith to believe, and that thou wouldst give them a little rest, to taste that rest that remaineth unto the people of God. O that thou may give unto us when we have done it wrong, that we may be corrected, because we are but fools in thy most holy sight, and we are those who can do nothing but make mistakes and errors. Oh, then it shall be a bed too short, it shall be a covering too narrow in that great day when we must stand before thee, because it is not with a mere confession of our lips, it is not with a mere confession before men, but it is the substance of the heart. And thou dost see that which is secret. O Lord, wilt thou give then an uncovering where that it needs to be uncovered? And wilt thou lead into all thy truth? But wilt thou remember us also when we are as those who are standing on the outside? O, we do beseech thee, and thou dost say that I will give unto the eunuchs that fear my name a place better than of sons and of daughters. O, that thou may give also then a reward unto those who seek thee. O, that thou thyself would draw, O Lord, and that thou may give, spirit of thee may give in the heart to feel, to know and to experience a little of thy favor and of thy blessing, thy presence and of thy nearness. Oh, that it may draw to thy blessed footstool, and that men may come, O Lord, with weeping and with supplications. O, may all those that seek thee and make thee their choice great gladness and blessedness see. O, may all those who have desires planted by thy Holy Spirit, whether young or old, that they may find them fulfilled in thy house of prayer. O Lord, to whom else can we go? And thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And then it can be that there are those that are near unto despair, because they have come so many times to thy house of prayer. Oh, then thou knowest that outwardly that the heart does desire that blessed portion of thy people. And then thou dost give yet honesty in an outward way, that they must say that I do not know that portion. And then it is a good thing when they are honest with themselves. But Lord, then it is not enough, and they feel it also. Oh, could it please thee to come thou from heaven and from thy dwelling place, and wilt thou work that work within them and for them? Lord, we cannot give it unto ourselves. And then it is a good thing that a man he is kept on every side from taking what belongs not to him, because it only has to be given back. But oh, what a blessed thing when a man may be brought in a holy despair at thy blessed footstool, as one who is unworthy, as one who is guilty, as one who is filthy, as one who standeth on the outside, and they may just say, O Lord, remember me. O Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. O Lord, grant them true conversion, and wilt thou gladden us together with thy deeds. We have read of thy servant, may he may bring thy word, and when thou hadst descended into heaven, he may declare thy name unto all the earth. Oh, that thou may give, that also in this day thy servants may be given what is necessary to bring thy word unto the ends of the world. All those that labor in thy kingdom, upon the mission field and the established congregations, the students, all those that have a place, those that are elders and deacons, those that have to serve where the pulpit is not filled by one of thy servants. Oh, increase their number also, but help all those that must take the active part. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee that thou wouldst in our days and with our dear children, that thou wouldst work that same work that thou hast worked so many years ago, when our youth have met also in the day of yesterday. Oh, we beseech thee for thy blessing upon all that has taken place, that in their young life they may be given to remember their Creator, and that they may be given to taste something of that blessed sweetness of thy service. Oh, then they shall not desire all this world, and then their hearts shall go out after the true and the living God. Put a fence and put a wall about each and every one of us. Do remember all those that mourn in these days, over young and old together. Remember all that are afflicted and sick. Remember thou those that rule and reign over us. And wilt thou give that thy word may receive a place in the nations in which we do dwell, that thou thyself may work, and that thou may bring thy law and testimony upon the benches of the judges in our lands. And wilt thou give that thy word and may be brought also unto the people amongst whom we dwell. Oh, that the Satan that is desirous to overturn all order, that his devices may be put away, and that thou wouldst give thy word and testimony to prevail. Oh, give thy word a place amongst our nation, amongst our community, amongst this town. Oh, Lord, spread it abroad, amongst far and wide, that from the east and from the west they may come, that thy kingdom may come, that thy will may be done. Be thou with us in this afternoon hour. Do grant us strength for the labor of our hands. And wilt thou give what is necessary to bring a little bit of thy word once again? Be thou in the midst of us, says he that doth serve, feelingly and believingly, and for the sake of thy great and holy name, and that our souls may receive the profit undeservedly, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 250, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee, most high accord, to show thy love with morning light and tell thy faithfulness each night. And what follows in 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Psalter 250, and the last collection today, is for the building fund. congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found once again in the 16th Psalm, Psalm 16, and thereof the 7th and the 8th verses. Psalm 16, verses 7 and 8, I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So far the words of our text. Gratitude of Christ and of his church made manifest first in the blessing that in the blessing of the Lord, where we read, I will bless the Lord. Second, in the setting of the Lord always before them, I have set the Lord always before me. The gratitude of Christ and his church made manifest first in the blessing of the Lord, and second in the setting of the Lord always before them. I will bless the Lord. How difficult, humanly speaking, it is for the Lord to get his honor. The angels, before that they fell, when they fell, they refused to give that honor unto the Lord. They desired to take that honor unto themselves. And so we, as those that do follow them, we have also this same desire in our heart. What a robbery is contained in the desire of every man to glorify himself. But who is able to cure himself of this awful idolatry? And yet the Lord, he does deliver his people from it. As David, he says, I will bless the Lord. The Lord, he delivers his people from it in the essence of that sin, but also by moments that he delivers them from it, also in a practical way. I will bless the Lord. That is the fruit of grace, that the Lord, he may receive his honor again from mankind, who does not give that honor unto the Lord. Children, we read in the Bible, all nature praises God. Did you ever look out and see the trees? Look at the mountains? Did you ever hear the birds and listen to hear how that they praise the Lord? All nature praises God. Did it ever make your heart to weep that you would also be able to praise him again? That you do not praise him even as the birds do praise him. And you were created much higher than the birds and the trees and all the nature that is around you that does praise the Lord. We have to make distinctions. We have to make distinctions in the knowledge of misery, of deliverance, and of gratitude. We have spoken about the first two distinctions in the knowledge of misery and of deliverance, but there also must be distinctions in the knowledge of gratitude, because we know that there are many in this world that to say, I will bless the Lord. That to say, Lord, I do thank Thee. The Christian world that is full of this expression, I do thank Thee. But we read in the Word of the Lord that He speaks about a man who says that same thing. He says, I thank Thee, O Lord, that I am not as other men are. And then He was not just saying this to speak about one man, but then the Lord, He is manifesting what is a common practice among men in this world. Thus, we are taught by the Lord not to accept all pious words as true religion. And John Bunyan, he is speaking also about talkative. And he says that there are many words coming out of his mouth, and yet those words, they have no substance. And thus it is also with the praises of the Lord. We read that in the Word of God that there were a multitude of people, and they did sing, children, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And then we can be taken up with this. It is a good thing. Do not say it is a bad thing. Of course not. It is a good thing. Also, when it is done in an outward way in this world, would it only be done more in this world? But that does not mean it is a true thing. Because how many of that same multitude did also cry out, crucify him, crucify him? Thus we have to make a distinction. A distinction also in that way of gratitude. I will bless the Lord. Thus also we have to see that when there is the Holy Supper of the Lord, that is not necessarily a true line concerning the true people of the Lord. That can be such a dangerous thing that we do. Because when that Judas is among them, and later he is turning away from that truth, then there can be such a discouragement in the heart of the true disciples of the Lord. Then a man, he can say, well, then what is it all? And when that man, when that woman, when they have walked in such a way, when they have made such a confession, when they have gone all their life to that holy table of the Lord, and then it is made manifest in the end of their life that it was not true. And then we can say, well, what is truth? Well, then we have to be careful. And then we see that it is not only in the self-examination before the Lord's Supper, but it is also in the reflection after the Lord's Supper, that reflection does not go over someone else, but that reflection is going over ourselves. That reflection is going over that relation that is between God and our own soul. I will bless the Lord. For what? Who hath given me counsel. What is counsel? Counsel that is advice. That is as if they were consulting together, as if that they were deliberating together. There is no greater wisdom than for a man to ask advice. Do you believe that, young people? Especially when you are young. But many times when you are young, then you think that you know it. And Solomon, then he gives advice to you, if you read the book of Proverbs, especially to young people, that they should go especially to their father, that they should go to their mother, Then he said, blessed are those young persons that are seeking the advice of those that are older. That is a humbling thing when we will ask advice from someone else. But the Bible that says that is now wisdom. And here he says, who hath given me counsel? Thus we have heard about the inheritance. That inheritance that is reserved. It is reserved for Christ. That is inheritance that is reserved also for the people of God. But it has to be more than just reserved. Because what is reserved for you, children, is not yet given to you. Say, if your mother or your father, they say, I have something for you. It is reserved for you. It is going to be given to you some other time. Then you say, well, I have not received it yet. Thus, it is a different thing to have it reserved or to have it given that we have received it. Jacob was very concerned about this. When he was young already, that he would receive that blessing. Are you concerned about it, young people? When you are young, that blessing that is reserved for the true people of the Lord, when you may hear of their portion, when you may hear of their inheritance, does that make you jealous at all? That you say that portion, oh, that portion could also be my portion, because Esau, he despised it. Later, when that blessing was to be received, then it was given unto Jacob. Oh, how sorry he was at that time. You know, there are children. They never receive an inheritance from their father or from their mother. Why not? Well, because their father or mother, they have written them out of their will. And why have they written them out of their will? Well, because that son or that daughter, they have despised me. They have turned away from me. After I have brought them up so many years, then they want to see me no more. They want to visit me no more. They want to have no relation with me. Why then shall they be entitled to receive an inheritance? Thus, there is a way. There is a way to receive an inheritance. Christ, he merited that portion. He bought it. But the church, therefore, need not merit it. How does the church receive their portion? The church receives their portion as a gift. The church receives their portion because there is a relation. It is a relation unto him. And David, after he is speaking, as we heard about that portion, he is speaking about that inheritance. Then he is acknowledging where that this inheritance has come from. He says, I will bless the Lord. Thus he acknowledges that it is a gift from the Lord. And yet, he also acknowledges that there was a way in which that gift was received. Because he says that he was counseled. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. Do you also receive counsel? Do you desire to receive counsel? Where can we find that counsel? That counsel, how we can receive that portion? Or do you not desire to receive that portion? Are you like Esau? But if you may be now like Jacob, you say, may that portion now be mine. How can I receive it? Where is the counsel? or that counsel that is found in that holy word of God. There God advises a man. There he gently advises. There he invites a man, as it were, with great kindness, that he may see that way. He does not use force, nor makes a man willing. He gives a young person to see that people, perhaps, and he gives a child, an older one, to hear of that portion, and then he comes. He comes with his spirit, and he gives in that heart a love, a new affection that did not lay there before, a love for himself, a desire that he may return to his own maker, counsel. Oh, counsel that is found in that holy word of God. The Lord Jesus, he said to that church of the Laodiceans, he says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. I counsel thee that thou mayest anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. What do you think of this counsel of the Lord? What did David think? We read that David, he says, when thou saidst unto me, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Why? Well, because the Lord had given him counsel. Then it was not only a word that was written in the Bible, but the Lord had come with his spirit to teach him and to instruct him and to counsel him what is the blessed, the most blessed, what is the greatest portion that a man can receive, that he may seek after this inheritance. It's not easy for us to understand. But Christ himself, we remember that this word that is also speaking about that mediator. So there is something reciprocal here that is going back and forth, as it were. Thus Christ himself, he was also counseled. By whom? By his Father. How? Well, we read that the Spirit of the Lord was given to him. And it was given to him in a rich way. We read in the Bible, it was given unto him without measure. The Spirit of the Lord. Isaiah already speaks about that. That the Spirit of the Lord shall be given to him. It is the Spirit, he says, of wisdom and understanding. It is the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might. It is the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And he shall become quick in the understanding of that fear of the Lord. Thus the Spirit of the Lord, in the human nature of Christ, did fill him without measure to lead him, to give him counsel. What do we read? Luke writes that Spirit of the Lord came to him and he led him into the wilderness. He led him there. He gave him counsel that he should go there. For what? Well, that he may enter into those temptations that church of God is in, that he may conquer, that he may pay that price, that he may in his active obedience show himself to be the conqueror stronger than the devil. That's the Spirit of the Lord that is leading the Lord Jesus Christ. That was promised to him by his Father, that Spirit that would lead him. And the Lord Jesus, he is also acknowledging, we read it in this psalm, he says, I will bless the Lord that he hath given me counsel. But there is more. Because we read that David says, my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. What are the reins? My reins instruct me. You know what the reins are, boys and girls? The reins are your kidneys. Thus it says, actually, my kidneys also instruct me in the night seasons. That is speaking about, well, the organs of our body, the whole internal part of our body, our internal faculties. Thus, our affections and our will, the seat of our understanding, the love of our heart, my reins, my being. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons, a night season. That is often the season of reflection, the season of consideration in the night. We read in the Bible, never lay awake at night. Maybe in this past week, there were some that laid awake at night. You ever children, young people, lay awake at night ever? Was a little child, another child, they're taken away. Cause you to lay awake for even 5 minutes at night, that you may think about that, to consider, to meditate, to reflect, to say, what if it was not them? What if that was me? Where would I be now in this moment? Because there are only two places. There is a heaven. There is a hell. Never lay awake at night. Say, O Lord, there's nothing to distract you. And there is no phone. Leave it somewhere else. Maybe just your Bible. There you can go on your knees. You say, oh Lord, it is dark. I cannot do my work now. But I also cannot sleep. Because I cannot die. Because I cannot meet the night season. Maybe there were those in this week that lay awake because that Holy Supper that came on. You lay awake in the night. Does not have to be in the night. Oh, then you say, do I belong there? Do I have a right to that? I do not know what is in all of your hearts. I only see the confession that you have all made. We have all made a confession. Some of us here, rest of us there. That is all we know. But then there is more, because every one of us, we have thoughts, and we have a heart, and we have affections. And we hear that word Sunday after Sunday, or what goes on in each and every one of your hearts, the night that is often the season that the Lord Jesus He would retire. He would go to a place. We can read once that he retired and he went and spent all the night unto God in prayer. Oh, did you ever have to wake up in the night and go on your knees before the Lord, the night season? David too. He says, I remember thee upon my bed, and I meditate on thee in the night watches. That is why we read in another place that David, he says, that the Lord, he has visited me in the night. Would that not be a wonder if before the morning was up that you had received a visit, a little token from the Lord in the night? My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. But the word night, that is also used in God's word often in a figurative sense. Thus it is speaking about a certain time in a person's life. It speaks about a certain season. It speaks about difficulties. It speaks about afflictions, of trials, of persecutions. Asaph, he says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. He says, my soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Oh, that was for him a night season. We can read how it was in his life. But if you go to Psalm 22, and David also speaks there, and he says, O Lord, I cry unto thee in the daytime, and also in the night season, and am not silent. But we know something else about Psalm 22, do we not? That Psalm 22 is also a messianic psalm. And that it is speaking so clearly about that night in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. That it is speaking about that night when those bulls of Bashan did compass him round. That it is speaking about that night that he says, I am a worm and no man. That he is despised of the people, and that it is speaking about that night of suffering, of trial, of tribulation. And now what do we read? That his reins did instruct him in the night. Why? Because that human nature of Christ that did struggle against the sufferings cannot be otherwise. That is the proof that that nature was actually human. And the intensity of the sufferings, as they did increase upon him, and as he did sweat under him, under them, those great drops of blood. So that his nature that is striving against it, and that he is crying unto his Father, Oh, my Father, if it may be that this cup may pass from me, oh, that human nature, and who can fathom the suffering of the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ? And then we read. Then we read how that his reins in the night did instruct him. We have two words here. The first word, remember, that was counsel. It says, who hath given me counsel. We said that word counsel, that means advice. But then it says, my reins also instruct me in the night season. And that word instruct here is different than that word counsel. It is not just advice. But this word instruct, that is so much stronger. That word that means to chasten. It means to discipline, to admonish someone, to correct someone. So it is as much as if David And then he speaks as a type that the Lord Jesus, even himself, that he says, my inner being that is chastened, that it is instructed, that it is corrected, when it does not want to go through with those sufferings, when that human nature that is resisting those sufferings, then it is the love and the obedience unto his Father, then it is the delight that is in his heart for his church that is chastening him, that he is being disciplined by it. We'll read Psalm 22 and then see it. He says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Oh, then it is that his reins, they are instructing him, and they are chastening him in that night season. And now there comes a time, and that is what we are reading here in these verses. There comes a time that Christ, and it comes a time that people, oh, they are blessing God for that counsel. They are blessing God for that instruction, for that discipline. And then afterwards, they may receive the prophet. Then they bless him for that counsel. Then they bless him for that instruction. They bless him for that keeping in that day of that temptation that did come to them like Job. Curse God and die. Oh, thou speakest like one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive evil? Oh, I will bless the Lord, the psalmist says, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. Oh, for Israel, it was a way through the sea. For Israel, that was a way that went through the wilderness. But now there comes a day for Christ and for his church, that they are looking back. Oh, that they are saying that he led them forth by the right way, that they may come to that city of habitation. Oh, then they may receive an inheritance, and then they may bless God as the cause of it. Let us sing 297, all the stanzas. Oh, praise the Lord. For he is good, his mercies still endure. Thus let his ransom testify from all their foes secure. And what follows in 297, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel, my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Thus this reflection that does not only make gratitude to burn in the heart of David, but it makes something else to be revived. That is his desires. That is, they are the intentions of his heart. Thus it sets a man to his duty. He, as it were, will make a vow. When the Lord delivered David from Abimelech, and he drove him away, then we read that David, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. He says, my praise, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That is now what the psalmist here says again. He says, I have set the Lord always before me. Oh, he would like to live now in the face of the Lord, as if the Lord, he was always before me, him. Oh, that he would always need him for everything, that he could not take one step without him. Oh, that he would look to him for everything, that he could not go in his own wisdom, that he would have to bow his knees for everything that he did, that he may trust him in everything, that he may glorify him in everything, that his whole life that may be living only for him, unto him. That is what he says. That is the desire of that true church. In the time of reflection, when they have felt something, experienced something, how that those lines, and they have fallen unto them in pleasant places, then they say, I will bless the Lord, and I desire never to leave him again, and I desire never to forsake him again. All the days of my life, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. That is what they desire, that they shall not be moved, that they will never go again to the right hand or to the left. Oh, they are seasons. They are seasons in the visits of the Lord. That people, they are looking forward. They are looking actually beyond this life, beyond all the sorrows of this life, beyond the grief of this life, beyond the wilderness of this life. They are looking unto the Lord. They are looking actually unto that eternal world. Oh, they wish sometimes their thoughts, they did not have to go out in the business of this world anymore, because they do nothing but drive away the thoughts of the Lord. Oh, they wish that that could remain in their heart all the time. Oh, as long as the Lord is at my right hand, David says, then I will not be moved. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing, he says, and give praise. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, we read it together. He proves that this is spoken here by Christ himself. Oh, they were the days when he was on the earth. They were the days of his suffering, of his humiliation. And then he was looking unto the end. Then he was looking past all the sufferings unto that reward that was to come. Then he was looking unto his Father. Then he was looking at everything that was beyond the grave. He says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, then he is looking forward, past the strife, people of the Lord. And then that people, they are following him. By times when faith may be brought in exercise with those same desires and with those same longings. Like Paul, he says, I have a desire to depart, but it was more needful for him to remain with that people. But then he was in a strait, he says, betwixt those two things. Oh, is it ever so, congregation, in our own life? How was it in this morning? Maybe it was that there were some that may sit at that table of the Lord. And sometimes it is possible that the Lord, he may give a little drop, that the Lord, he may give a little crumb, and that the people, they just say, oh, let me stay here. Oh, I just want to stay here. I just want to remain here because I do not have the cares of this world here. I do not have all the concerns. And here then I may meditate on that inheritance that is given unto the people of the Lord. Here I may taste something of that sweetness. Now I do not want to depart. What did Peter, James, and John say to the Lord on that Mount of Transfiguration? Oh, they said, Lord, it is good to be here. Let us make three tabernacles. Oh, let us stay here. Let us remain here because it is good here. But it could not be, because there is a time for everything. But then that people, they are vowing, as we read here, oh, I have set now the Lord always before me. In the future, when I am going about all the labors of my hands, oh, that I may continue a little in the enjoyment of these blessings of the Lord. But here below, that will be indeed but by moments. But David, he says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And then for thy people, then there will be no going out anymore. What shall that be, people of the Lord? O congregation, what is now that inheritance? What is now that inheritance that is waiting for you? What is now the portion that is waiting for you? Maybe that you have a rich father, a rich mother. You say, well, when they will pass away, then I'm going to receive something. Is that what you look forward to? There are people, there are young people in this world. They are just waiting for their father and mother to die. Why? Because there is a lot of money that is to be received, offered. Everything that we receive in this life, that is only going to be used for us for a little time. And then we go on because we read in God's word that a man, he has brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that he can bring nothing out. Or what do we labor for in this world? For what portion are we seeking? Or for what inheritance are we looking? Because the Apostle Paul, he is speaking about a different inheritance. He speaks about an inheritance that is incorruptible, that is undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Or are you ever jealous of that portion? How jealous are you of it? Are you jealous enough that you will seek after it? Are you jealous enough that it will make you long for it and pant for it as the heart that is panting for those water brooks? David, he says, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, he says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Do you believe that? Young people, older ones, it is still to be received. Do you believe that? It is still to be received. It does not have to be paid for. Oh, congregation, it is so easy. It's only received out of free and sovereign grace. You have to pay nothing for it. It is inheritance. It is all bought. It is all paid for. To the satisfaction of the Father. But now to receive it. Oh, is there desire enough to receive it that we are ready to forsake the world and every former friend that we may seek for this blessed portion? You don't have to be despondent. No, no, it is to be received by both young people, but also by older ones. You know what the Bible says? By the chiefest of the sinners. By the chiefest of the sinners. Who is that here? You say that is me? Can it not be received by me? Because of my sin, because of who I am? Do you know what the Lord says? That if they will seek me, they shall be found of me. If they forsake me, I will forsake them. That is what he says. Oh, let the wicked then forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. For he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou hast laid it away for thy church. They will seek thee because they are counseled by thee. And they are admonished by thee. They are instructed, O Lord, could it please thee to lead us, each one, by that power of thy most Holy Spirit, to take away from us the idolatry that lives in our hearts as we long and pant for all the pleasures that can be found in this world. In a time of great prosperity, when Satan sets the world before our eyes, even as he did set it before thee, and thou didst say, get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, that we may be given by thy grace, so to speak, and by the instruction of thy Holy Spirit, oh, that our choice may be given to be the choice of thy servant David, to be the choice of Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, that thou may bless word and sacrament this day to the conversion of sinners, to the edification and comfort of thy people. Help us to go onward a little further in the wilderness of this life. Oh, that we may be given to set thee before us, and that thou may be continually on our right hand, that we may not be moved to the right or to the left. Make us steadfast, make us upright, and forgive, and take away all of our many, many sins. Watch over us in the week to come, each one of us in our place in this world. Care for those that mourn. Keep from all accident and danger. Keep from evil and from sin. Watch over those that travel to and fro in this world. And wilt thou give us reflection, meditation upon thy word of truth. We ask it in the forgiveness of all that was sinful and amiss this day. For Jesus' sake, amen. Psalter 29, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do thou my soul defend. And what follows in all three stanzas of Psalter 29.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.